The big and tall of political talk. The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, a fine Friday edition. At least I think it's not half bad. Hopefully you agree. Want to thank our most recent guest, fine U.S. senatorial candidate, Alex Lassery. Although I got to admit, I gave him a cold beer. I mean, what sort of a host forgets to cool the beer? So it was in the icebox for like 15 minutes. I hope it was, you know, sufficiently cool for a
Did
Friday.
Did you offer
afternoon.
Him an ice cube? A martini glass and an ice cube, perhaps?
Well, we talked about the fact that, you know, beers are social. You know, you drink a social beer here in the great state of Wisconsin. But I'm more of a rum guy. And Dom's sort of a tequila guy. And those things are kept at room temperature. You know, less concerned about the temperateness of our boozy choices.
I'm more of a, you know, choose your own adventure. What are we going to get into this time?
Well, Alex pointed out he also likes a good tequila. He said Wes Edens, one of his dad's partner, has a tequila brand. He said, but don't try to give him any Cuervo. He said, you know, I can't even smell that stuff. And I concur. I've smelled tequila on Dom's breath the next morning before, you know, because we often share hotel rooms on the road. It's nothing like that. Not too kinky. But, you know, I can smell that tequila breath in the morning. And I get, momentarily queasy.
The thing about tequila is it's also a stimulant, so that explains a lot.
I had a friend. I used to work in a restaurant, and my friend Jose was a great worker, busted his ass. This guy worked hard. But on Saturday nights, he'd go out and drink tequila, and we'd be lucky if he made it into work on Tuesday, if he'd be out of jail yet. Because if he drank tequila on Saturday nights, he was going to jail.
Well, that's not a good pattern to repeat.
No, I wouldn't think so, but...
Perhaps maybe try a different thing.
Well, you know what I can tell you? Showing up at work on Monday because he always needed bail money for the next weekend.
Well, what I can tell you from personal experience is back to back to back to back to back over and over again, tequila, Irish whiskey shots, alternating, does not work very well. I mean, forget the taste part. I mean, I had enough time in between to stop the taste, but I went to one, then I went to the other, and back and forth.
Come on, man. You know better. You knew better when you were doing it. Everybody knows better,
And now the entire Sunset Strip knew about it that night. So, all right, good for me. Good for me.
Well, now we know why they call it the Sunset Strip, because after Fancy Brian upchucked his drinks all over an entire bar.
I did not do that. I did not do that. I just made a very large fool of myself, more so than normal.
You know, I just had one beer. 844-967-2789. All I said was I had one beer. We'll take your Friday grievances, but I got more to lay on you fine people. On the Steve Bannon podcast, let's not forget, Steve Bannon is what the pardoned criminal, felonious criminal, former meth head, allegedly campaign manager to Donald Trump, who's currently facing contempt of Congress charges. Steve Bannon. And apparently his legal claims that, you know, on the advice of counsel, they have not held up. So Steve Bannon actually might have to go to trial on his contempt of court. But in the meantime, he's doing a podcast. And the corrupted former Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice Michael Gableman, the special sauce prosecutor, was down there appearing on the Steve Bannon podcast. And he's encouraging the MAGA Trumpsters to keep the investigation going. Keep the good times rolling. Keep the party going till dawn. Please help me extend the investigation of the 2020 election here in the state of Wisconsin.
You know, when I go for credibility and wanting to get some people active about things, I always think about Steve Bannon as the person for credibility and getting voters activated.
Well, Steve Bannon is doing a hell of a job of getting them activated. Do you see how he turned them out on January 6th? Molly Beck at the Journal Sentinel reporting the former White House Supreme Court Justice corrupted, overseeing a taxpayer-funded review of the 2020 election, for Assembly Republicans. Again, that partisanship should be noted, is warning supporters of former President Donald Trump that Speaker Robin Voss wants to dismantle his Brookfield office within 3 weeks. Hardly seems fair. Voss's staff members want to pick up his office equipment on April 26. Apparently, they need the desks. Cableman told Trump's former White House advisor, Steve Bannon, in a Thursday appearance on Bannon's podcast that was aimed at applying pressure on Voss to change course and continue paying Cableman $11,000 per month to continue this review, this fraudulent, frauded cyber ninja BS horse crap, whatever this red herring of an exercise is. It's also for the self-enrichment of Michael Cableman.
Michael Cableman's getting $11,000 a month to do this. And let's not forget that Robin Voss started this whole thing in the first place. Well, he said, yes, come please, join us.
$11,000 a month and lots of paid travel on the state of Wisconsin taxpayers to, you know, grand locations like the cybersecurity place in South Dakota, the Maricopa County Cyber Audit, and most recently, Mar-a-Lago, down to hang out with the former president.
But not the election that just took place. He wasn't there for that.
No, he forgot to vote. Apparently, some people do. Here is the quote from Cableman. Prior to the release of my report on March 1st, Speaker Voss went on the radio and he told everyone within listening distance, within a couple of states, area reach, that March 1st would mark just the beginning of the Cableman investigation. And how, and now I'm getting calls from the speaker's office asking, telling us that they're going to pick up our office equipment on April 26th. So, now he was doing the office share with the liposuction clinic and the, and what, the Thomas More Society, other conservative legal stop the steal sort of groups. They're all sort of office sharing down there in Brookfield.
So my proposal to you, and I, you know, a fun absurdist proposal is April 26th. I say we rent a bunch of like 14-foot vans and we show up there April 26th. There can only be so many liposuction clinics out there in Brookfield. So I say we show up and we just pull a, you know, hey, oh, we're here to move everything out type of thing. And if they shoo us away, have the next group come in and say, oh, no, we're here to move everything out. And just flood them with absurdist things like that. I think it would be great.
Maybe if I were delivering a devil Christmas tree or something, I'd leave it on the, maybe a, you know, an Easter basket of sorts. Cableman told the listeners and viewers of Bannon's podcast, of which there are 731,000 on Rumble alone, to call and email Voss to ask him to keep the review alive. There must be more investigation, Cableman said. I mean, it's only laughable. If you saw the interim report, I mean, the guy says we should, what, strongly consider rescinding the Electoral College vote from the election a year and a half ago.
Yeah.
And we should pay him continuously $11,000 a month plus travel and millage. We should pay him to continue to dig for more of that.
Of nothing. He's got nothing.
Now, aides, according to this fine reporting, aides to Voss did not say whether April 26 marks the end of Gableman's review. I mean, the guy was working out a contract for a couple months already. Why does that matter? But let me read on. Which has a taxpayer-funded budget of $676,000 and has lasted 10 months. In a statement, Voss said the review will now turn its focus to resolving the lawsuits that have been brought against our efforts by liberal activists. Time to go get a pound of flesh, right, Boss Voss? I mean, how dare they try to hold you accountable? At the same time, you know, you're trying to enforce subpoenas to what? Throw the mayors of Milwaukee, Madison, Racine. You're trying to throw the mayors in jail? Now, I'm not clear if the Milwaukee mayor is actually named in that, you know, request for private subpoena testimony at the liposuction clinic. Although most of the mayors, I know Satya Rhodes Conway here in Madison said, sure, I'll give testimony in public, but I'm not going down to your place so you can misconstrue what is said. No, I'm not going to do that. And in fact, I don't even think your subpoenas are valid. Well, here is how it's being reported. Here's a statement from the speaker. We hope to have Justice Gableman help us do that so we can once again focus on reforming the election process. Do that. The do that is to what? Resolve the lawsuits brought by liberal activists. Here's more. Gableman's plea for help was made just 2 days after Gableman traveled to Trump's Mar-a-Lago resort in Florida to attend a screening of a film produced by Citizens United that alleges the 2020 election was rigged by donations from Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg and his wife Priscilla Chan, and they gave money to local governments to help administer elections during the coronavirus pandemic. We've talked about the fact it wasn't just five cities that received the Zuckerbucks, as Gableman likes to mischaracterize it. It was like 200 communities. Like Trump, Gableman has promoted the impossible and illegal idea that the Wisconsin lawmakers could decertify the 2020 election results more than a year later, and has received national praise amongst Republicans who believe Joe Biden did not win legitimately. And, you know, I say it with the mocking voice, but it's actually a very large percentage of Republicans. It's still a large number of people. Gableman did not immediately have a reaction to Voss's Friday comments. Voss agreed in March to have taxpayers cover Gableman's legal bills beyond April as court fights over his reviews continue. A hearing in one of those cases is set for July 11th. That's the court in Waukesha County that Gableman ran to try and throw mayors in jail for not answering his perhaps invalid subpoenas. Feeling pressure from Trump, Voss last summer named Gableman as special counsel with a charge to look into the last presidential election. Voss and Gableman reached a new contract in March, allowing Gableman to continue his work through April, with the possibility of extending the agreement. Sort of like a 10-day contract in the NBA, right? Well, he's working on 10 months now. And it's not because he's a strong rebounder. It's not because he's pulling down the boards.
Well, I was going to say, if he was competent whatsoever, or even a remotely credible, he might have been able to avoid lawsuits and therefore stop incurring the, you know, payment upon the taxpayers of Wisconsin. But anyway.
Well, Gableman features prominently in the new film by the conservative group Citizens Action, Citizen United, focusing on the $350 million Zuckerberg and his wife distributed in the form of grants to local elections officials. Courts have found the grants were legal, Gableman. They had already ruled on that before you put out your contradictory, idiotic interim report. They were legal, but Gableman and other Republicans have argued they unfairly helped Democrats. They helped turn out Democratic votes in a pandemic. The 41-minute film, Rigged, premiered Tuesday at Mar-a-Lago, where Trump told the crowd Gableman's work has been unbelievable. Now, here's what Gableman says. Somewhere along the line, the evidence is showing that there may very well have been a bait and switch, Gableman says, of the grants in the film, that the bait was to keep citizens safe from COVID. But then it switched. It may very well have switched to a partisan get-out-the-vote effort on behalf of Joe Biden for the purpose of defeating Donald Trump. The film also includes an interview with State Rep. Janelle Branchon, a Menominee Falls Republican who leads the Assembly Elections Committee. Certainly not an IQ, although it's, you know, going to be a tough choice amongst that crew. Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Poor Gableman. You know, they don't want to keep the investigation going, but he's digging up so much false dirt and scurrilous accusations not supported by any attributable evidence.
Poor Robin Voss, he's got millions of zombies calling him all the time. Let Gableman go!
I know, wouldn't it be fun to be answering the phones after Gableman went on the Bannon podcast and turned MAGA Nation on Boss Voss? Well, that's going to sting. That's going to wreck your whole weekend, isn't it, Robin? Come back. More Devil's Advocates. Join us. The phone lines, they're open. 844-967-2789.
The Duke will die before these eyes, and he'll know that it is I, Ben.
Steve Bannon.
who encompasses his doom.
You got nothing.
It's very obvious.